All right, Jim. So, real quick, you've been with the Chance for throughout the entire thing. At what point do you really start getting connected to these boys, and does it really get tough to cut these guys?
I think it's we're at that point now where we're connected with them. Obviously, we met them in Barcelona. We've worked with them, and I think John and I spend, certainly while we're on this trip, 24 hours a day with them. Mm-hmm. So from our point of view, we are connected. In terms of the sort of situation of making a decision on who will win the competition, I think that's already proved to us that's going to be one tough job for us, and it's going to take a bit of soul searching, because there's an awful lot of quality in the group, and so far we're very pleased with them. We're pleased with the way they're coming along.
We're here in the States. Brian Olofsky has his fan club practically here. What about Brian made him a finalist for the last 16?
Brian's technically a very gifted player, but I think you've seen out there today he's very smooth on the ball. Mm-hmm. He glides throughout the pitch, and his little jink of his body at the right time just unbalances opponents to come in onto his left foot. He's deceptive in terms of his pace, so that he can travel with the ball and carry it, suck the opponent in and then go past him. So he offers an awful lot like that, and moreover, for me, he's an intelligent footballer, and he plays with his brain, not just his heart.
What did you make of the opposition today?
They're obviously good young players. You know, they're learning their trade, and it's going to be one of them situations. They're on a journey right now, and John and I watched them play the Galaxy's first team the other day, and the kids gave a good account of themselves, you know. And for us, it's a good opposition, and we're very pleased with the way the game's gone.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Cheers.
Take care. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you very much.